I'm going to be preaching in Psalms, coming out of Psalms tonight. And I've been blessed all day.
Amen.
And the Lord's been really near unto us. And I'm going to preach on the word called because. Because. If I entitled the message tonight, it would be because.
Amen.
So you look tonight in the 116th Psalm, Psalm of David, very familiar scripture. And Psalm of David said this, I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications because He has inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrow of death compassed me, and the pain of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. And that's all we're going to read tonight, but because, you know, I was out in the clutches of sin, lost, and undone. And I love the Lord tonight because He heard my voice from the darkness that I traveled in, because that He inclined His ear unto me. Many, many, many times that I would get in trouble, and I began to call upon the Lord, and it always come through. Tonight, you know, the son of David, he was a great man, a good man, a man that feared God. Brother, listen, there was times that he made mistakes. He trespassed against God. There ain't no wonder that he said, yea, though I will walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Tonight, he said, I found trouble, I found sorrow, I then call up on the name of the Lord. Brother, listen, there's power in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I see a man, listen, drifting from the presence of the Lord. I can see a little man, I called Jonah. One day, that the Lord found Jonah, and He said, Jonah, I go, I rise and go to that great city, and cry against them. Listen, for their wickedness is great, and their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah, listen, no doubt that he feared the people. I know what he's talking about because sometimes I just don't want to go. Sometimes you're almost afraid to go. So Jonah, he found him a shield. Headed to Tarshish. He paid his fair share and went down into the shield. He went straight into trouble. Listen, I'm here to tell you today that when we go from the presence of the Lord, Jonah, he didn't think maybe it was no big deal. I just wait a little while.
Amen.
So, what happened? He said that he found sorrow and he found trouble. And he called, he began to cry. from the belly of a fish, from the belly of hell. Listen, he began to lift up his voice and cry and said unto the Lord, I know, I wonder, listen, I did love the Lord, because God sent out, listen, a great fish to bring him back. But from out of the belly of hell, he was in trouble, and he began to cry and that unto the Lord. And the Lord, no wonder, when the Lord delivered him from out of the belly of hell, bummed him out on dry land, he was glad to get to go and call up on the Lord. Listen, he was back to where that he could go. Listen, so often down here, I don't think it's a big thing to just drift out of the presence of the Lord. Preacher, I ain't done nothing. I ain't lied. I ain't sold. And I didn't go to church Sunday. Listen, I didn't say it was sin if we didn't go to church. But it's so good to assemble ourselves together. It is so good. Now listen. Jonah found trouble, and he found sorrow, and the sorrow of death compassed him, the pain of hell, I got hold upon him, and then he cried, and that of the Lord. And the Lord delivered his soul. Brother, I can see another man, Hezekiah, he was sick unto death, and he was a good man, and he served God. But he went from the presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Isaiah went into him.
Bless the Lord.
King Hezekiah, thou art going to die and not live. What did he do? He turned his face towards the wall. Tuning them all out, and began to pray. He said, Lord, remember how that I walked with you, upright in thine sight. But he said, I beseech thee, O Lord, he had a change to pray. He had a change to come back and that unto the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't no wonder these men love the Lord. Ain't no wonder they got their name wrote in the good book. And of the Lord, I can see another man. The prodigal son. He left home and went into the world. And he found trouble. I'm here to tell you, whenever we go from the presence of the Lord, we're headed for trouble.
Amen.
We're headed for trouble. Oh, he spent all he had. Dad didn't give up on him. Many, many endless nights. I no doubt. My son. Is out yonder somewhere. I don't know where he's at. You know where he's at. Will you stay with him, brother? And one day, down in the hog pen, it went as far as he could go. And the most of the time, I'm here to tell you, when you go from the presence of the Lord, you'll hit bottom before you come back.
Yeah.
He looked and he began to die. The sorrow of hell began to get hold upon him. The sorrow of death compassed him. He said, I'm going to die. Before he began to remember Daddy and Mom's home. He said, even the servants, the hard servants, I got it better than me. And I sit here and perish. I'm going to rise. I'm going to rise. And I'm going to my father. And I'm going to say to my father, Father, I have sinned against thee and against heaven. I just let me be a hard servant. And boy, you talk about a reunion. When dads seen him afore all coming home. Man, he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. I believe with all of my heart that they had a family reunion. That boy come home. My. They just eat me up all day. I seen a man come home today.
Amen.
He was not a bad boy. And how many prayers that mom has sent up. Endless nights. Endless nights. Listen. Keep a praying. Keep a trusting. And whenever the devil comes a calling, resist him. Whenever we know that it's not of God, and it's of the devil, get away from it, or he will take us from the presence of God. He wouldn't like anything any better but to take me and you away from the presence of God out into the wilds of the world. And he will do it real easy if we yield to him. But don't you know that Dan, he loved the Lord? Don't you know that he was praising the Lamb of God because his son was lost and he's coming home? Now, he just eat me up all in you. Coming home. Brother Cole told me this morning right here. He said, it's good to be home. It's good to be together. It's good to be here tonight, all together. I'd rather be here as in the best jail there in the world. I would. Because the presence of God is here. We're free. And I love the Lord because many, many times, how many people have sent up prayers for our loved ones that's come out in the world?
Amen.
Everyone else. A loved one's gone out in the world lost and undone. Psalmist David said, I love the Lord because he hears my voice. He had inclined his ear unto me. Little old me. He listened and listened cheerfully to our prayers, all the way from the earth. He's just a whisper away. He's not far away, just a whisper away. I love the Lord tonight because he heard my voice when I was in trouble. And whenever we just say, Lord, thank you for this day. Bless this day for us. He hears us. And when sorrow of death compasses us, we've been close to death. And we pray. People pray. I'm satisfied that there's plenty of us has walked through the valleys of the shadow of death. But for some odd reason, God was not through with us. And he heard our voice. And the pain of hell get hold upon us when we begin to doubt, when trouble comes. I'll lie. And then he said, as long as I live. Eric, as long as I live, David said, I will call upon his name. And that's my intentions. As long as I live. My whole family may turn and go against God. But my intentions, I want to make it all the way home. As long as I live, I will call upon the name of the Lord. And many times I know I'm going to be in trouble. Many times I know that I will drift from the presence of the Lord. Not intentionally. I don't plan on it intentionally. But I know that the devil will beguile us somewhere or another. But when we see it's not right, get away from it. Lift our voices up and the Lord will hearken and hear. And he will deliver our soul.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we all ought to be happy on on shouting ground to know that the Lord just listened to our little old prayer. It may not be very fancy, and it may not be very much, but if the Lord heard it and understood it, and He does, that's all it needs. That's all it needs. It don't want to be fancy. We may be ashamed for the public to hear us pray. We pray so lousy. That's kind of the way I feel about it. But as long as He will hear and know my name, that's all I need. That's all I need. I could care less what other people think about me. I just want to do something for Him. And I believe with all of my heart that Jonah, when he come out of the belly of hell, that ain't nothing. He would give his life for the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I believe that he'd went and where God told him to go, I believe he didn't know that they would have killed him. But they couldn't kill him. God was with him. The devil couldn't have killed him. God was with him. And what? It took 8 words. After he got it all straightened out, and after he got himself out of the way and went into the great city, I believe it took 8 words to turn the whole city around.
Right.
It ain't so hard when we really put everything we got in it.
Right.
But some of the days that I love the Lord because I believe, and I could hear testimonies tonight. You'd say, for some reason I love the Lord because He heard my voice. He answered my prayer. He inclined His ear unto me. And I love the Lord because He listened. He listened fiercely. There's not enough of noise in this world to drown our low voice out from God. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. When we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We're in trouble. The sorrow of death compasses us. The pain of day will get hold upon us. Then cry unto the Lord. Oh Lord, I have sinned. I have beseeched Thee. I have done that which I shouldn't have done. Lord, will You forgive me? He's faithful and just to forgive us of all sin. Isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Let's come to PN. Let's stand. Old Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall, tuning them all out.
Amen.
And prayed. He said, remember how I was once perfect, walked upright in thine sight. And not only did God hear him, but God caused the sun to stand still and come back 10 degrees to let him know that he had been heard from on high. Amen. Amen. You got a need tonight. You want a closer walk with him?